Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Kind of. We're here for the Halloween edition of SmackDown. Join us again on Monday. We're going to be doing our Halloween edition of the Monday Night Raw review with Denise Salcedo. But today we have, well, who do we have?
Sting.
Is
you
it?
Finally got this interview that you wanted, Sean. I'm here.
You witnessed me interview Sting last year, almost a year to the day.
That's true.
I interviewed NWO Sting. I mean, when are you checking out my costume? Mine is very clever,
Jeremy. Do you want me to see your costume? All right, so everyone has seen the famous Sting gif where he takes off the mask and he's got the face paint. That's what I'm doing here.
But yeah, I
don't have, you know, I got the picture. And I think people can tell I got the mask on. So we'll take the picture off. There we go.
Oh, the reveal. Oh, no. Well, now we've got a face-to-face as I am Bubba Ray Dudley.
That's good. I like it.
This is what I live for. This is what I live for. This is not the pant-shitting costume. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I could not wear that mask any longer.
Oh, no. I wasn't expecting this. This one actually caught me by surprise. I did not think that Jeremy was going to put in the work.
How dare you? Face. How dare you not think I would put in the work to do this bit? I can't see a damn thing. I got to put my glass. Everyone, here you go. For the benefit of those of flash photography, give you 5 seconds because I got to put my glasses on to see anything. So here we're going to just do the Sting face.
Okay.
All right. Everyone, take your picture. Take your screenshot. I got to get my glasses on so I can see something. There we go.
Man.
I've been sitting in this face paint since like 7:30.
I'm surprised you didn't look like WWE Return Sting where it was all peeled off.
Sitting in this face paint just trying not to sweat the whole time as I watch SmackDown.
Well, Jeremy, I've got one thing to say to you. Jeremy! Agarra las mesas! It's me telling you to get the tables in Spanish.
I got it.
You got it? You got it? Good.
Yeah. Donde está la biblioteca? Or wait, no. Yeah, that's the...
I don't know. It's how Denise told me to say it because I don't trust Google, okay? I've learned my lesson with Google. By the way, guys, donate a super chat. Get your question or statement read on the air. Leave us a thumbs up. That stuff really helps us. And subscribe. I've got a ton of stuff. Bret Hart interview. Lance Storm interview. God, who else did I interview this week? Jake Hager before his Bellator fight where he did punch somebody in the penis. And I got a couple big interviews coming next week ahead of AEW Full Gear. one of which is Scorpio Sky, one of which is MJF, pending him actually showing up to the goddamn interview. But leave a thumbs up. I can't tell you how much that helps us. So do it. Do it, my friends. And we're going to talk WWE SmackDown. Nick and JMP says, is that Rey Mysterio or Tempest from WrestleTalk? I've seen Tempest without his mask. But no, this is Bubba, Rey, Mysterio, Dudley. Whichever one you want to take. He's not picking.
You need an eye patch.
I do need an eye patch. I didn't, you know, I thought about that, but it's hard enough for me to finagle my earbuds in here, my glasses on here. I wasn't going to deal with all that.
That's what I was worried about with the mask. I was like, how did it go over my headphones? So I just took the headphones off.
Wait.
By the way, shout out to my makeup artist, Tori Stevens. I've got to give her a shout out because she came over and did this makeup for like 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Dude, I got my eyebrows glued and shit to like make it to make it look good. She's like super into me. She's a co-worker of my daughter. What am I trying to say here? I'm just completely...
You have a daughter?
I don't have a daughter.
Oh.
No, I don't have a daughter. My mom's coworker daughter. That's who she is. She's like 19, super into makeup and stuff. Okay. And she brought over like all her makeup kit and whatnot. And she's just like, what can I do? And I'm like, I don't care as long as it, you know, this is your prototype here. Just make it look like this. And she's like, okay. So she like glue sticked my eyebrows and shit.
You told me daughter. And I'm like, my God, if you had a daughter, it wouldn't be any older than 12 years old. What kind of makeup sweatshop are these kids working at? Just doing all the paint.
I have no kids. Man. I'm not opposed to kids like you are, but I have no kids.
I didn't say I was opposed to kids.
You want to fight kids.
Okay, I do. I do. I can't say that now. My wife is fearful that someone from her school will actually hear me doing a bit about fighting kids and be like, why does your husband want to fight children all the time? And if she goes, it's a bit, they won't understand that, so... My God. Thumbs up. Subscribe. All that good stuff. We got SmackDown. Tim Traver says, I got both my dad's birthday gifts. I'm still getting more for them. My pop might be my dad, but he's my best friend, like Fightful Family. I know my dad is super proud of me, and we are too, Tim. Happy birthday.
Yes, Tim. Happy birthday.
To Tim's father. We appreciate Tim so much. And then we see an opening segment for SmackDown. This episode of SmackDown was pretty good, I thought, all things considered. Even the bad stuff, I thought, at least mattered. But we see a video recap of Jey Uso and Roman Reigns. They're both in the ring. Jey Uso says Reigns didn't make him quit. And Reigns is like, man, just stop making excuses. All the elders in the family back me. They support me. And Uso is livid and angry and emotional. He plays this so well, Jeremy.
Yes, this Jey Uso just being like, you didn't beat me, you know, you knew what was going to happen. I didn't quit. Like that's how you had to do it to this. Jey Uso was 100% in his feelings, very relatable being in the feelings like that. I thought Reigns was just great. Just standing there and being like, look, I don't give a fuck about your excuses, dude. You're either going to acknowledge me or you're out. Like, I don't care what you have to say, but this stuff is so good. The emotion between these two men is just so, so good.
Yeah, it works so well. Jey Uso is an incredible actor. Reigns tells him to fall in line and that he loves him. And by the end of the night, he will fall in line. And he actually consoles Jey a little bit, like gives him a little rub on the shoulder. Like, part of me is just so happy that this is happening, and I'm thrilled, but I'm like, man, we could have had great stuff like this out of Roman Reigns for so long. And not only would... Because, see, not only does it help Roman Reigns, it helps whoever he's working with, too. This has immortalized Jey Uso even more than he already was as one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time. This helps establish him as a legitimate singles guy, at least for the time being. And for the last 5 years, they could have had Roman Reigns doing this. Roman Reigns can still be the guy while making other the guys.
We said this on the Distraction Thursday, 7 o'clock on Fightful, that like Roman Reigns is probably the only person in WWE that when you're working with him, he elevates you. Like, you know, Drew, when he was working with Randy is fine. When he was working with like Dolph and even like Lashley, it didn't feel like that was like totally the main event with Drew. Like Roman Reigns is taking Jey Uso, who career tag team guy and has made him a main event star. And there aren't many guys, if anybody else, in the company who can do that.
Yeah, I loved this. I also loved Kevin Owens defeating Dolph Ziggler. Owens wrestling in jeans, would it appear? Let's go ahead and get the speculation out of the way. Shoot jeans or work jeans?
Shoot jeans.
Really? You think they're shoot jeans? Yeah. He does seem like the kind of guy that would wear shoot jeans, right?
Yeah, why not?
This is the scoop I'm going after this week. Are they shoot jeans? Are they work jeans? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll mention this again later. I love that these wrestlers can just wear normal human being clothes when they're at ringside now or not wrestling. Bobby Roode out there in regular clothes makes him look like a normal human being. Every if you have them coming out like they're a second on a SmackDown versus Raw game from 2010, that doesn't work too well. And even then you had more clothing options, for the love of God, than these people do in real life sometimes. So I like that, but he gets kicked the F out already. What'd you think of this match, though? Owens has brought back the go-home driver, which I'm very glad to see. Super kick countered with a super kick. I loved the Famaster out of the pop-up, but Owens wins with a stunner.
Owens with the stunner. How happy do you think these guys were to do the WrestleMania 14 finish? Because that's what they did. They did the catch the super kick, spin around, kick wham, stunner. That's it. I bet they were thrilled to do this WrestleMania 14 finish. It was a good match. Look, Dolph is underrated. People don't like him because he's been around for so long. The guy still works incredibly hard in the ring, still bumps his ass off. Owens is very good as well. Maybe not as flashy as some people would like, but just can work a good, solid matchup. These are two pros, and they went out there and had a professional match.
Thank you to Queen Hannah, who sent along a Kevin Owens tweet that says, "One of the most successful wrestlers of all time wore jorts for most of his career. I'm subtly trying to get there. First I wear shorts for years, then I wear jeans for years, then one day, boom, jorts. Except this way nobody notices anything out of the ordinary when I do." I appreciate the clarity. Man, this mask is difficult to wear. I like this match. I thought it was a very good match, honestly. Probably the best match on the show, now that I think about it. But Owens getting a win? Cool. Maybe I'll actually get to interview him now. They'll just not answer me. They're waiting for a pay-per-view to promote, and they just won't answer me. Oh,
Kevin Owens is getting to the car wash, and you're not part of. He's not getting the deluxe package.
After the bell, he'll get Denise. God, they'll give him to Denise too. Satin at Fox Sports One, not us. I'm prepared for it. As long as Denise gets him, I'm happy. Anakin says Sean won't fight kids. Hannah's kids win by default. Well, that changes things, so. Oh, boy, here we go. Lars Sullivan.
What was wrong with this interview, Sean?
Okay, so I thought that he did as good as he possibly could for what he was given.
Do you like being called a freak, Sean?
Oh, man.
Do you like when people call you the Bong Lord?
I do, actually. I've actually never smoked out of a bong ever in my life.
Can I say it's fantastic?
I mean, you can. I mean, I've never done it. I mean, more fantastic power to you. I'm an
OG.
Well,
next time, 420 High Street, we got you.
Yeah, next year. We can do it virtually this year. That's what WrestleKings do. But what did he say? Because I just love that Corey Graves, Lars Sullivan, he's like, "Are you sure you don't want to call me the freak?" What was it? Okay, I'll allow it. It's okay. I know a lot of people want to dunk on him. I get it. He did some shit a decade and a half ago that makes it very, very easy to dunk on him, and he should be dunked on for that. Don't get me wrong. I do think he did as best he could with this, but man, the content was so bad. He's like, "There were a couple of brothers in my neighborhood, and they saw me and they called me the freak. And the laughs didn't continue very long, but the screams did."
Freak show. What was the song? Freak show. Freak show. I don't remember the rest of it. Oh, I tweeted it too.
No, ICP had a song called Freak Show.
Did they? They did. Fuck ICP. Buy my CD.
Was that an Eminem line?
Yeah.
I figured it was. I figured it was. Oh, this was not great at all. Wow.
I appreciate it. Everyone seems to hate this segment. I appreciated this segment in that, like, they tried to give him some background. Like, so it's freak show, everyone look at the freak show. Very original chant that these kids had for old Lars Sullivan here. They tried to give him, like, some background and explain things and explain that, like, he doesn't like being called the freak. Like, Corey Graves, like, I do it because you're an athletic specimen. Like, that's all it is. And Lars is like, I don't like that, though. You know, I have bad memories associated with this. So he should have murdered Corey Graves. Yeah. And this is what he should have done, though. That would have made it much better.
He should have, like, legitimately rang, well, not legitimately, within the storyline, should have rang Corey Graves' neck. He should have done that. I mean, I think that would have drawn too many comparisons to the Mick Foley thing. But I got a lot of people saying it kind of made him sympathetic to them. And that's not easy to do with Lars Sullivan with, quite frankly, his history that a lot of people dislike him for. But also, 98% of people have no idea that he was a message board troll that said aberrant shit for such a long time. They just know him as the guy who popped up for a while, tore his knee, and came back. I thought the scripting, again, was miserable. I thought that he did as good as he possibly could with this, and it did make him seem more sympathetic as a character. Sami Zayn is also more sympathetic as a character, as he does represent all continents. And Lashley only represents one shitty country. I loved his promo.
How bad do you think Zayn just, like, wanted to go off on that? And just being like, you only represent America. He had to hold back. He's like, I'm not going to say anything. How badly do you just want to be like, and look at the hellhole you represent right now.
Yep, and I don't blame him. I mean, I don't blame him. Oh, I just think he's capable of so much more. I talked to Bret Hart for our interview, and one of the things I brought up, and I was like, man, election day's in a couple weeks. How do you feel about the stuff you said 23 years ago? And he was like, a lot of it's more appropriate now than it was back then. And it's hard to disagree when you look at that. Man, reminder, guys, donate a super chat. That stuff really helps us. If you want to really help us, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Yesterday, I had an unreal amount of content on there. I had backstage news on the Mia Yim possession, scratching, seizure thing, whatever that might be. I had an update on Xia Li, why you haven't seen results of her kickboxing fight. That's because it didn't happen. WWE pulled her. We have more details on that because she was not happy about that. We have why and how the Riddle name change happened from Matt Riddle to just Riddle, and Vince McMahon giving high praise for a Raw match. We had a Chelsea Green update. Today we had a Thunder Rosa update. And this weekend, how about some Ronda Rousey and Travis Brown news? That's coming on Sunday.
Kind of tidy. Are they allowed to keep their Twitch channel?
Yeah. Well, she was on Jessamine's.
Yeah. Rousey's still technically under contract. They're going to pull her off of Twitch.
Yeah. Technically, she's only at, well, I don't know when she's under contract too, because I don't know if they got to extend it based on the time that she was out or anything like that. Because everybody's like, oh my God, her deal's up in like 6 months. I don't know how her deal works. I have no clue. I can't pretend to understand how that woman's deal works. She has whatever deal that she wants, pretty much. Oh, man. Ray Callahan Jr. says, Sammy didn't say anything that's false, kind of like Brett's bit. Yeah, I don't disagree with him.
No, he could have gone much harder. I thought he should have gone harder, honestly. Like, I get why they didn't want to do it, but I thought he should have gone harder onto it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to go harder... No, I'm just kidding. They're not a sponsor tonight, but maybe next time. We got another Carmella vignette.
Tried to set you up.
She is that woman, and I like Carmella. I think she's great. She's good at everything she does. I've never seen her have a character that she didn't do well. My problem is that this was produced like every single other backstage thing. Like, the camera looked the same. The lighting was a little bit different. That's really it. If you want to bring her back and make her seem different and special, why don't you make her seem different and special and produce them in a different way? This seemed like they were like, okay, 6 p.m., we finally got the show written, which was generous for them. I don't think they had it written till maybe 7, 7:30 tonight. and that's legitimate. Is this doing anything for you to get you interested?
I'm glad she's back on television. She had the vignette like a month ago, and then we heard nothing from her after that. And now she's back with a vignette. I guess she's going to be in the Thunderdome next week. So at least that's something. It's too early.
Like Matthew McConaughey in the Thunderdome or in the Thunderdome?
Like in the Thunderdome. Like actually there, not a pixelated screen in the Thunderdome where you can't tell that it's Carmella.
Sure.
It's maybe too early to judge this. It's not doing anything for me right now. The first promo didn't do anything for me where she's like, I'm untouchable unless I don't want to be. I don't understand the line, Sean. Can you help me understand this line?
What?
At least John Cena is I'm untouchable but forcing you to feel me.
And that Carmella's did not, that like, didn't age well.
Yeah.
That didn't age well at all. John, get some consent, buddy.
Like John Cena is a good man. I'm sure he always gets.
I'm sure he does, but within the context of the song, and I get it, entertainment, not reality. But dang, I am excited to see what Carmella does because I like her and I like her work, and I think she's very good at it. I just think that whoever produced these promos could have done her some justice by making these look different and produce them different, use different cameras, different angles, all that stuff. It's really homogenized, and I'm not much for that.
They're all shot the same way. You know what she should have done? She should have done the... Remember when they used to do hold up the camera and...
The selfie?
The selfie promos.
We call that getting,
that with Carmella.
We call that getting Mojo Rawley'd, where they were like, oh, that's great. Not because Mojo cuts a great promo, but because he was on a telephone. That's how.
They should have done that with Carmella. I don't know why. Just bring it back.
The Jam one, Ryan B. Jam.
You and this match. Oh, this terrible. Is the biggest battle of the night right
I hate
here.
It, man. I really hate it, but I'm committed to it. I don't want to be a bad sport.
I appreciate the commitment.
Oh, Jam one, Ryan B. Jam's in the super chat and says, ended up missing SmackDown tonight. The Bloodline stuff looks great, but I think I'll stop watching the show until the Mysterio Murphy romance is done. Strap in, buddy.
Best thing on the show.
It's going to be a while. Andre Banks says, Lars got the Riddle promo. At least the Riddle promo was so bad that like you could get some entertainment out of it. I just thought they scripted this really poorly.
I thought the Riddle promo was so bad that it just did nothing for him and killed him. Like at least this again, they're trying to give him something. Yeah, it was poorly scripted, but I applaud the effort, Sean. You know, my bar with WWE, it's not very high. So if they can give me some effort like this, I give them an applause.
Well, if you want to make your bar look just a little bit higher, our friends at Manscaped will help you out. Now, I'm just going to straight up tell you guys the intro they have written for me. This is not me. This is me reading directly from an ad read. Mirror, mirror on the wall. What is the best brand for my balls? Manscaped, of course. Hold up. Is that a nose pube? Good thing our partners at Manscaped are here to ensure you're taking care of your manhood and your nose hair with their new performance package.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Gotta say. Yeah. Now, this ad read tells me to share my thoughts on long nose and ear hairs. Well, let me tell you, I'd imagine they're itchy. I wouldn't know because I take care of all my stuff. They're saying, tell a story about a funny nose or ear hair experience. I don't have any because I legitimately use Manscaped to avoid that.
Their performance. I don't have anything either. I don't use Manscaped to avoid.
Shut up. Yes, you do.
I do. You're right.
You use the weed whacker. You look at that thing. You go 9,000 RPM.
I use the weed whacker on my face. I had to shave for this bit here tonight.
360-degree rotary blade or rotary dual blade system. Their performance package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. This freaking mask. Their nose and ear hair trimmer provides a proprietary skin-safe technology. The same kind they use on the Lawnmower 3.0 that prevents your ball sack from getting ripped apart. This also prevents nick snags and tugs in those delicate holes. And you know, you want to avoid tugs on all of your holes. 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff, and this package includes the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, the best for your balls, your butt, and your body, at least according to this ad read. I guess I don't use it on my butt that much.
Why not? It's the best for it. What do you use on your butt?
I mean,
if you're
I don't have like a
best?
Bushy butt, man. I am not rocking a bushy butt. Naturally smooth, am I? The rest of me, I use that Lawnmower 3.0 one. Fuck. They wrote, it's time to turn that gooch into Gucci with Manscaped.
The gooch.
I gotta say, I'm very impressed, Manscaped. I'm
That's
very glad they renewed through the end of the year. I'm very excited about this partnership. Get the performance package now to receive their two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. Literally, I don't let anybody write my ad reads for me. And I just saw this one. I just pulled it up and said, you know what? We'll give it a go. You'll also receive a new replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking and lawn mowing clean and enjoyable. Their performance package is the best value that Manscaped has to offer. Get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code FIGHTFUL at Manscaped. Thank you for making our holes look sexy. Because if you know me, if you know the Dong Lord, there's nothing I love more than a clean, sexy hole. 20% off free shipping with the code FIGHTFUL. Even if you don't go and get this, hit them up at Manscaped. Let them know you heard about them from us. Let them know that you heard about clean, beautiful holes from us. Thank you.
Gooch to Gucci.
Gooch to Gucci.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So let's go from that Gucci ad read to this Gooch storyline. Aaliyah Mysterio says that her mom wants her to be happy, but Ray and Dominic won't talk to her about Murphy. She is not a good actress.
That's bad parenting, first off. If she wants to talk about her love interest, her father and her brother should sit down and have that conversation with her. All they're doing is pushing her away and forcing her into the arms of Murphy. So Ray and Dominic are the bad people in the storyline.
Good fatherly advice from Jeremy, who has a daughter. That's a daughter.
I'd be a great father. I'm just going to say that. I'd be a great father.
You would.
Thank you.
You have a daughter whose coworker came and did your paint for this show.
My daughter's coworker. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Your daughter's coworker. Oh, man. So Buddy Murphy comes and says, I'm going to apologize to them publicly. Normally, I'd be like, there's no reason to do this. This is stupid. Why would they air dirty laundry in front of everybody? But this I get. He did a lot of really bad stuff to this family. So he wants to be like, I am not above apologizing to you. I think that's a very babyface move. Owning up to your stuff and apologizing, that's what good people do. And I appreciate that he did that. And Dom and Ray won't come out. Seth Rollins comes out and says he approves of this union, but he's like, you all can get married tomorrow if you want.
Seth is going to be the minister for the wedding.
He is. This itch is so bad.
Just take it off.
God,
I'm
no.
sick of you complaining
Pervert,
about it.
No.
I'm sick of you complaining about it.
Yeah, you got your eyebrows glued. I threw
yeah,
this
Yeah, I didn't complain.
I threw this
I do this because I love this business. You're over here. I can't deal with this mask. Got this mask on, and you're ready to just toss it off. You're just complaining. I'm over here like, whatever. You need to glue my eyebrows. You need to wax my lip. Whatever you got. I'm trying to shave my beard. And I'm committed because I love the business, Sean.
I can be super callow now. That's what I can do. This business. Oh, man. Whoo, boy. We got people in the chat saying Aaliyah is 16. Come on, get the hell out of here. She's an adult. Whatever you think about it, she's an adult. She's not 16 years old. Get the hell out of here. Be real. So Seth Rollins gets attacked by Dominic, but Murphy yanks Dominic away and attacks Rollins. Then they get into it, and Ray comes out to help Dom. So Rollins
He had to have his music hit.
Yes.
And I love that Ray's music has to hit before he can just run out there.
Man. So they get into it, obviously, and Aaliyah stops them. And she says, no, I'm in love with him. And all I can think is, God, I'm so glad that I got into a committed relationship before Instagram. Like, They've known each other like weeks.
Look, you slide in DMs, someone says something nice about you, you talk for a couple of weeks, you're in love. I relate to this, all right? 19-year-olds as well? Like, 19, I've heard enough Taylor Swift songs to know how a female feels at 19 about love. And this sounds pretty accurate. I will say that. This sounds very accurate.
I know a lot of
people. I love this storyline. I think the storyline's fantastic.
I saw a lot of people saying, like, oh my God, but Aaliyah openly posts about her boyfriend on Instagram. It's a fake show. It's a TV show. That's the problem you have with it? Of all the things, that's the problem you have with it.
I love love, Sean Rossap. I love love. I love this storyline. I'm rooting for Aaliyah.
Get
and
the
Buddy
hell
Murphy.
Out of here. This was stupid.
I hope these two kids can make it. If they can't make it, then I don't know. Love might die. But
they shared a kiss at the end. Oh, this was so stupid. The only good thing about this was Seth Rollins' hilarious reaction on the ramp. Him in his suit jacket, no shirt, just ha 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 ha. He is great at reacting to things like this. If something's going to be complete dog shit, at least his reaction. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll be like, man, I'm watching dog shit right now. Like, that's, he makes something like that.
Seth is watching the family fall apart, and that's what he is cackling about. Not because this storyline sucks. No. He's tortured the Mysterio family. He is also rooting for Murphy and Aaliyah. He said he was ready to marry them. So, of course, this is going to be his reaction because he sees this family falling apart and he's rooting for them. You're just a hater of love, Sean Rossap.
This is such a stupid-ass storyline. And it is just kept going and going and going. Cyclops is better than Wolverine says, why is Aaliyah always there? She's not a wrestler. It doesn't make sense why she's there within the context of the story. It's like, why? You want to minimize. There's a fucking pandemic, Jeremy. Why are you bringing
the context of the story
too?
Is that she's in love with Buddy Murphy. Why wouldn't she be there to support her boyfriend?
That's not the way it works. You can't just bring somebody to work. Leo Rush got a heat for that, for bringing his wife to work.
Leo Rush was the trendsetter for this. They're like, you know, we gotta allow them to bring their significant others to these shows now.
Man. This is so stupid.
You're stupid for hating love.
Yeah. I do hate love. I absolutely loathe love. And this is so ridiculous. This is so bad. Aaliyah is not good at this. Maybe she will be. Maybe she will be eventually. I'm sure she... I mean, it's not the worst I've ever seen, but it's bad. It's bad. I have no way to... I keep looking for an angle to break this down, and I'm like, no, there's no way. Like, there's no way. She is a teen rebelling against her parents. Well, at least one of them. Angie's supportive. You should, yeah. That exemplifies your analysis tonight. You're wearing a mask, Jeremy. You're wearing a mask. Well, Bianca Belair.
So are you. I'm not wearing a mask. I have face paint. You're wearing a mask. Literally.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. Bianca Belair defeated Billie Kay and Natalya. I kind of liked their backstage promo, and I liked it more than I liked the match. There was a lot of sitting around in this match. The right person won,
yeah.
But the spots were just like, hey, let me sit here and wait, and let me sit here and wait. Here, I'm gonna have Bianca DDT Natalya from a Billie Kay big boot, and I was like, I don't think that worked as well as you all thought, but I do appreciate that you all tried. I thought they were about to make Bianca tap out to that sharpshooter crossface, and I was going to be so mad.
I was wondering why Natalya broke the hold. Like, just keep her in the hold. If you both win, fine. At worst case scenario, you just do a singles match. Best case scenario, you're both on the team. Why are you going to break the hold there?
Yes. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. It really helps us out. The Nerd Guru says, let's be real. Bianca Belair could beat the entire Raw women's team alone because Raw's team is yikes. Well, yeah, SmackDown already has the better team.
How dare Lana is on Team Raw. So yes. Lana and Team Raw are better.
I forgot that Natalya was on SmackDown whatsoever. I was like, what? She's on SmackDown? No more Lana and Natalya? And then I realized, oh, yeah. But Bianca's good. She's really good. She hit the KOD and won. There's not a lot for me to break down in this match besides I thought that there was too much just sitting around, waiting for somebody to hit the ropes and hit them, setting up the cute triple spots. I think they're all better than that. I think that Billie Kay could legitimately be one of the best comedy wrestlers in wrestling. And a lot of people look at that as an insult. I don't. I think there's a good spot for Toru Yano and Santino Marella.
Yano's made a whole career out of this. Like, it's a great spot if you can do it.
And I think that Billy's funnier than Toru Yano. I think she's hilarious. She really is. And Bianca's a star, and Natalya's going to continue to be the glue, and nothing wrong with that. If she could stop slapping her sister... My God, that's been the talk of the internet. Let's go ahead and talk about it.
She's Walter slapping her sister's chest.
Yeah, the old tit slap. There's going to be some leakage going on. What is going on? Like, they're slapping each other like they are like they're inducting The Miz after the Million Dollar Tough Enough or something. Like, it's horrible.
Look, what they do on their Instagrams and cameos and Twitters and stuff is their business. Do you have a problem with this?
Their business? It's all of our business. It's public.
Yeah, but do you have a problem with this?
No, they can do whatever they want.
All right, so what are you complaining about?
They've been cutting down on superstar YouTubes. Are we going to get a Natalya, like, tearful video?
I hope that we do get a tearful Natalya video, and at the end her sister runs in and just smacks her right in the chest. That's how that video needs to end.
So I actually have two cats that are named Natalya and Jenny. This one wasn't named after that Jenny, but we did name one of our cats after this Natalya. So I'm hoping I don't see him like striking each other at any point. That would be kind of rough. Cyclops is better than Wolverine in the super chat and says, I miss Sonya. I want Sonya versus Bianca. I do too. I want that match badly.
She's out of WWE.
Unfortunately. Street Profits defeated Nakamura and Cesaro. I did not like the Street Profits promo before this. It was the typical, because we are the Street Profits and we want the smoke. That's what the laziest WWE thing.
That's every single Street Profits promo. And I like the Street Profits, but I can't differentiate any of their promos.
They're so much better than that. They are so much better than that.
So they're so good at like the vignettes and stuff that they did in NXT. Like just having them cut like promos like this, it's the same stuff every single time.
And they did it with Sasha a lot too. I thought felt like they did it tonight too, because I'm Sasha Banks and I'm the boss. Because I'm Miz and I'm awesome. Oh my God. And I'll never forget. I was at my friend's house. He was actually having a Thanksgiving party, and he's like, "Man, I watched wrestling the other night, and I turned it on, and there was some guy, and he goes, I'm the Miz, and I'm awesome. And I thought it was so stupid that I turned it off." And that always stuck with me, and I was like, that is a really stupid thing to say. That is a really dumb thing to say. And the Street Profits are so much better than this.
You should start doing that, Sean. At the, I guess the end of every show, be like, I'm Sean Ross Sapp, and I'm the Dong Lord.
I'm the King Senpai Dong Lord.
Yeah.
Did you see my gimmick? Not this Quizlemania, but it was the one before that. I was no gimmicks needed, King Senpai Dong Lord SRS of the FTF movement. That was my official name.
Can you give us credit for winning you Quizlemania?
Legitimately, you and Joe reviewing movies, and I don't get time to watch back my own content. But I'll throw your movie reviews on. I'm like, you know what? Is this a movie I should watch because it's so good it's bad? I legitimately knew the libraries better and knew character names from these movies because you all did that. That and the resources section have given me several Quizlemania wins.
Quizlemania co-champion.
Right, yeah, here. FTF. Go buy an FTF shirt at WrestleTalk merch and then go buy every single Fightful shirt at shop.fightful.com. By the way, our Fightful shirts are available in hoodies, and they're available in every color. All kinds of stuff over there.
Buy a Point God shirt.
Street Profits defeated Nakamura and Cesaro. I like the action in here. I'm happy with the number of gut-wrench power bombs in wrestling of late. And
spine busters.
Yeah. And Montez did a running blockbuster. Cesaro heaving him over the barricade. So that is one of those spots that you can only do in the Thunderdome right now and not risk somebody's health, and he's making the most of his environment. I admire that. Do what you can while you can. WWE had the right idea when they did the WrestleMania ladder match, and they edited some of it to where it looked like some of the dives were bigger than they were. I mean, use the environments to the best of your ability while you have them, because you who knows how long you will.
I love that spot. I just want, first off, Montez Ford just jumping off of anything is awesome. And then Cesaro just like tossing things and catching things. That's what I want. Just give me something where Cesaro just tosses Montez Ford. I want a one-on-one match between Cesaro and Montez Ford where they just do a bunch of catch-toss spots. That's it. Nothing else. Catch-toss spots.
Well, the Powerplex Frog Splash got the win for the Street Profits. Wasn't the typical spine buster. Angelo did a superplex, and then Montez was a little short on the Frog Splash, and it still looked awesome. Like
it looked great, but it looked like it sucked for both of them.
There were a couple of nasty spots tonight, and I fully believe like everybody else on the roster should stop doing the Frog Splash. Just let Montez do it. Like, I get it, the connection to Dominic and Ray and even Sasha's homage to Eddie. Just let him do it. Do something else. Do the Three Amigos or something. I think Sasha doing the Three Amigos would be really cool right now, honestly. Ron Patel, the sponsor of No Profanity September, says, would be fitting drinking a Jarritos SRS. Thank you for all the Jarritos you've sent. I'm going to try them out slowly but surely because I don't want to drink too much soda. Ron Patel says, if you want somebody to buy you Taco Bell, Jeremy, all you have to do is say the word.
I don't like asking people for like food and stuff. John Alba posted that someone, he was in line at the drive-thru and he's like, yeah, the person behind me just bought me Taco Bell and was like, journalists do great work. That's the kind of famous I'm trying to become, is when I'm in the drive-thru line at Taco Bell, someone just buys me the food and just like, Point God, yeah, there's your Crunchwrap taco right there, Point God. That's all I want, Sean.
I gotta say, I have been flattered with some of the things that viewers have sent. Ron Patel sent a bunch of Jarritos, at least a case of every flavor is at my house right now. I don't know how I'll possibly drink it all, but I'm still flattered. Somebody sent me an inbox Blue Blazer Jax Bone Cruncher figure. And I was like, damn, man,
man. That's a pretty good one.
Anakin has sent me a Switch and cookies.
Yeah.
And, like, I appreciate it. I just feel weird about it. Like, people, if you want to send me stuff, that's fine. I just feel very weird about it. And I'm trying to send other people stuff.
If you
send out Klondike bars and stuff. So.
If you want to send Jeremy stuff, go ahead and send it to P.O. Box 202, Ewing, Kentucky, 41039. In care of Fightful. Go ahead and do that. If you want to send him envelopes of money, go ahead. Tim Traver did just that. He said, listening to the stream, good night, everybody. Drew Nicholas says, super chatting my support of the distraction. It is required viewing. Jeremy and Joseph are the best. I have to say, legitimately, you guys are doing a good job. Like, your numbers are growing. They're hitting good benchmarks. You guys are gaining a following.
Big stars.
Big stars.
Joseph is a big star. I don't know why people listen to me, but Joseph is a big star.
He is a big star. Nicole,
we're trying to go live every week. I got to talk Joseph into it, but we're trying to go live every week.
Nicole Walensky says, Jeremy, I completely agree with you about Aaliyah and Murphy.
Yeah.
My sister Shauna and I are all about this mafia-like Roman. It is everything. Nicole, come on. Show her some love, at least. Not a, yeah.
You I just like said shout out to you, Nicole, and you're over here trying to just step on my words.
Great analysis. Yeah.
It is great analysis. Good job, Nicole. Nicole, I will send you some, I don't know. Send you a bag of chips. You like chips?
My God.
No idea.
Roger Acevedo says, actually, we're going to save that to the end since it's about the main event. My apologies. Tim Traver says, listening to the stream, good night, everybody. Well, you do still have time to get your super chats in, guys. The Jam One Ryan B. Jam said, Sean, did Louis survive after eating his KFC? He looked in rough shape near the end of the stream. Oh, he was struggling. He was struggling. Check that out, guys. I was on Quizzlemania this week. Also, a quick plug, check out Monday Night Live every Monday on Inside the Ropes. I talked to Kenny McIntosh about some exclusive news. Ron Patel sent a super chat with nothing attached to it. I think he's going to imply that that's for your Taco Bell, Jeremy. So, I mean, I guess
I don't see any of this money. It goes.
I don't either.
Oh, well, it goes to the site.
Yes, it does. Which, to be fair, does then go back to us because it pays our salary, and we break even every month. And that's what Jimmy wants. He wants us to break even at least, and we're good. Carlos
Hannah sent a super chat on the Tuesday show and was like, make sure this goes to Joseph and Joel. And sorry to tell you, Hannah, it just goes right to Fightful, and I'm the only one on salary on that show, so it goes to me.
Stop telling people that. They won't send super chats, and then we'll be under budget, and then I'll have to be like, Jeremy, had to make some tough calls.
I'm trying to encourage super chats.
Had to
support
make some
us.
Tough calls. Oh, you know what? Carlos Easy says, if the distraction is putting up good numbers, shouldn't there be a shirt to acknowledge it? No.
Thank you. What?
No.
What?
No.
Why? Do you have a reason?
Because Jimmy will give me grief about it. Just like your Twitter.
Just blame it all on Jimmy. Yes. Blame it all on Jimmy.
Okay. Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha, this promo was not great. I did not like it. I think that she's great. Her outfit was great. I don't like the because I am and I am the blueprint stuff. I don't like it.
It was so basic. It was just so there was no substance to this promo. Bayley at least had some substance to her part, but Sasha was just like, let me name my nicknames. Let me tell you that I'm the boss. Let me tell you that I'm the champion, and that's it. There was no substance to this.
Throw the chair. Oh, God. And Bayley even saved that. She's like, by the way, that chair is my property.
Yeah.
I thought
Bayley
was
fantastic. Sasha, I don't blame her. The material wasn't good, but it just wasn't good.
It just wasn't good. And I want it to be good because I love Sasha Banks. She's one of my favorite wrestlers in the world to watch. Bayley does come out and say that Sasha can't win a title. Now, this is the plot point we've wanted. We've wanted Bayley to attack this plot point because if you've ever seen a Sasha Banks stan, they sure as hell know that this is a plot point because it's all they talk about. And understandably so. And this should be that. This should be something that they refer to because it is rooted in realism, even though it's within the context of the show.
It was the plot point we all saw coming. It's great. Here's my pitch, Sean. People are going to get mad at me. Don't care. I don't know when the Sasha episode of The Mandalorian is on. She should lose the title the day her Mandalorian episode airs. Everything will burn if that happens. The day the Mandalorian episode airs, Bailey beats her for the title, the world will burn, and I will just watch and cackle. That's what I'm hoping for.
Somebody said, you're wrong. This was Sasha returning to the boss character. Please.
This has been her character the whole time.
Yes, it's the same. Drew Nicholas says, it's hard for me to forget that Sasha would have 100% turned on Bailey if Bailey didn't do it first. We all saw the side-eyeing she was doing all along. I mean, I side-eyed Jeremy earlier over his Murphy takes. I'm not going to hit him in the head with a chair and cripple him yet.
I don't know if I believe that, actually.
I mean, it's like people get side-eyed all the time. That's what I like about Sasha. She was like, no, I wasn't. I was not going to. And people keep saying, oh, it airs today. No, that episode does not air yet. We will know. It will be the only thing that's talked about on that section of Twitter when it happens. So Bailey challenges Sasha to another match, and it's next week on SmackDown. So I don't want to see a bait and switch. I don't want to see a non-finish. And I don't want to see an actual match between them interrupted by commercials. I don't know how
when,
they could
when
be.
Do they do the match? I mean, the obvious answer is you just wait until TLC to do it, but they can't hold off that long because they can't do it at Survivor Series because it's brand supremacy or whatever the best of the best, whatever the stupid tagline is this year. So they should wait until TLC, but they're obviously not going to. So of course it's next week. Because I think the Mandalorian episode airs next week. Bailey's going to win the title next week.
Yeah, it could happen. I think it could actually happen. And I really would have Sasha win the Royal Rumble. But I think you got to have her like defend the title at WrestleMania. But I hate the Royal Rumble winner getting that title shot before it. Unless they had a match and they did like the immediate like Bailey. I want my rematch. I want a rematch right now. And then Sasha like taps her out in a few seconds at WrestleMania. And they make a joke out of it, which I don't know if they'll do. Oh, it's just, this was such a slam dunk, Jeremy. The pacing of it was such a slam dunk story. And they were like, no, we're going to heave it up at half court. And it still rattled in, but they left time on the clock for somebody else to score.
Yeah, they had a fast break and should have just done a finger roll, yields the same result. And instead they didn't try to get like flashy on it. They just rushed everything. It was just, I don't know. It was there for them. They could have easily stretched this to Mania and done this big crowning moment and stuff. They put in Hell in a Cell. Great match, by the way, at Hell in a Cell. Fantastic match. Best match on the show. But they're not committed to this long-term stuff most of the time.
Kiwi Rob says, are we supposed to forget about Sasha turning her back on Bayley in NXT? That was years ago. That was 5 or 6 years ago. We don't have to forget about it. It's a part of their history. But people make up and break up, especially in wrestling. Like, that happens. It just happens. Survivor Series qualifier. Well, Daniel Bryan is a man of his word. Jey Uso goes over. This match was a fresh matchup. It's not the kind you'd save for a pay-per-view, but I think it's perfect for a SmackDown main event. Unfortunately, I thought it was a bit too short because they had to include the awesome story at the end. I liked it, but it was too short.
I thought it was short. The Roman stuff, you know, the Roman interruption makes sense, but it kind of took away a little bit from the match as well. I thought something seemed off between them as well. I don't know what it was. I thought Bryan might have actually been a little bit off in this match, and I'll rarely say that about Daniel Bryan, but he just seemed like a step was just off with him.
Yeah, it did seem that way. And Uso countered a belly to back suplex. We mentioned the Reigns music comes out. Uso splash into a LaBelle lock, but then Jey Uso wins with the Uso splash again. Too short. I do like that the run times of matches are a little more unpredictable these days. It's not just going to be a minute or 15 minutes. But the story is all after the match. There's not a lot to break down within the context of the match outside of Daniel Bryan was off a little bit. After the match, Jey Uso says he's with Roman Reigns, and this is such amazing stuff. He says, "You're the head of the table. I understand now." And Reigns looks at Bryan and says, "Make him understand." Oh, God, it's so good. Uso beats up Bryan, puts him through a table. Uso caught the edge of the table jumping onto Bryan. I was just told that Jey Uso is okay. So that's good because it looked rough there.
Yeah.
And he finished the show by beating up Bryan. This was just amazing storytelling. He says that he loves Reigns too. He did it in that angry, like begrudging style. Like, "I was wrong, but if I change my tone, I'll be even more wrong. But I just want you to know I'm sorry," type of thing. Amazing, Jeremy.
So in the hour and a half from the first segment to this, what did Jey just come to a realization of, like, all right, I've got to accept this man or he's going to kick me out of the family? I hope that's explained next week of, like, why he had this flip in this hour and a half. The Uso and Bryan beatdown, what was great, like the Samoan Mafia stuff. Reigns just, like, standing there and just, like, calling shots with his face, essentially, like the little smirk he gives at the end when they go through the table and everything. I thought Reigns was fantastic, and all he said was the make him understand line, but just his body language and his facial expressions just added so much to this beatdown. Uso was great. Bryan sold his ass off. Just tremendous, tremendous stuff.
The less is more thing has been a really big benefit for Reigns, really, yeah, since the Undertaker match. They learned that then. All he had to do the next night was come out and say, "This is my yard." Roman Reigns is one of those guys, like, if they had put the Diesel character on him, he could have played it perfectly. Just that cool, calm guy that shows up and beats the living shit out of people. Like, that's... He does that so effortlessly. And it cannot be easy. Well, I mean, it's easy for him, but they took a guy who was perpetually just reviled because it's like, oh, there's Roman, the big dog. Okay, we get it. But when he's just him, he exudes just cool guy. He's just that cool guy. And what he said, he also exudes like authoritative and alpha and all that as well. Darren Hennessy says, "How excited are you for this Uso Reigns stable?" Well, I'm very excited if that's what actually happens.
The easiest way to get heat in WWE probably nowadays is just beat up Daniel Bryan, because everyone loves Bryan. So this is like the perfect guy to do this with.
Yeah.
Because if you just attack him, people are going to boo you. Even though Uso was like sort of reluctant, because again, less than 2 hours earlier, he was like, I don't know about this. Like, you didn't beat me. But then you beat up Bryan, like, he's going to get that heat. Roman, people still, maybe they don't want to like Roman, but there's still kind of, like you said, the cool factor to him with this whole thing. You beat up Daniel Bryan, though, people are just going to boo you because Bryan has that kind of fan cachet.
Guys, if you want to get your super chats in, now is the time to do it. We are wrapping up. The
Nerd Real Guru- quickly, I do have a quick point on Bryan in wrestling. He is so good to where he hasn't wrestled in a while. This is his first singles match back. I know he did the multi-man tag the other week. Bryan is so good that I can believe he is like a step off on purpose. And he said last week that this is like his last full-time run and stuff. I can believe that Daniel Bryan is a step off on purpose, and this is part of a story he's telling.
And he's always been really good about closing those holes that WWE writing leaves wide open. Or continuing stuff on his own subtly. That way he can bring it up later and reference it in a promo or something. JJ Lee says, "I think it's better if they don't explain that. WWE doesn't do subtle, but I think we all get why Jey turned." I think they should do subtle more. I think they could really add some stuff and refer to it and go, see, kind of like what we think Daniel Bryan might be doing now. I think they should do that more. Antoine Fair says, "I understand, Oos. I understand."
There was a super chat from Nerd Guru that I think I cut you off on.
Yes.
I want to make sure that gets read.
He says, "People often call Charlotte the female Roman Reigns, but the difference is the guys Roman beat look better and lost anytime Charlotte has won." Well, that's WWE's fault. That's not Charlotte's fault. Charlotte could make them look like $1 million. I think she is super talented as well.
I'm waiting for the Charlotte return. Hashtag bow down.
Cyclops is better than Wolverine, says Robin, the mob boss, and Paul is a consigliere. Cool. I'm for that. I'm all for that. I think that works.
He's got his second in command with Jey Uso now, at least for the time being. I mean, maybe Uso gets moved down the pecking order if more people get added, but right now Uso is kind of that second guy.
Reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. Bo Hill says, sucks NXT isn't in Survivor Series, could take some boring matches and make them great with Balor and make some great ones make can't miss. Yeah, I'm not that confident in their ability to book that type of thing. So it is a bummer, but also, if they're not a part of the draft, I don't want them to be a part of the Survivor Series either. If they're a part of the draft, then throw them in there. But other than that, I want that to be kind of separated. NXT went largely untouched in the draft and actually gained a little bit. So I'm okay with them not being involved, but I understand why some people are frustrated. Oh, man. Roger Acevedo asks if I still have a super chat. I don't, Roger. So go ahead and pass it along. Type it in with some stars. Jeremy, what do you got going on?
I wrote an article about camera cuts in WWE. I watched movies and compared wrestling movies and compared it to all the camera cuts in WWE. So check that out. The Distraction every Thursday at 7 o'clock. Live episodes of The Distraction Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. We're reviewing movies and now music. We're reviewing the John Cena album this Tuesday. So cannot wait for that. I don't know. Just go to Fightful.com. My name's somewhere on that website. Click my name, and there's a whole list of stuff that I do.
Roger Acevedo had said, I love Jay joining Roman. Also looking forward to Chappelle's show on Netflix Sunday. Dave Chappelle's the GOAT. I got to see him live, and it was amazing. It was a bucket list item for me. So, yeah, I mean, I'll probably go back and rewatch that stuff because I don't think my wife has rewatched a lot of it. But yeah, I'm very excited.
Wait, is it coming? The Chappelle show's coming to Netflix?
Yeah, the archived ones, not like new ones, unfortunately.
Well, I know that. No, I mean, that's fine. Okay, well, I'm in. I love that show.
And Ray Callahan says I missed one of his super chats. So, oh, let me see. Oh, yes, he said I liked the ending, but I thought it would have been cool for Daniel Bryan to just tap out. Jay, just because him quitting would piss off Roman. I also like Daniel Bryan mentioning that Jay never got pinned by Roman. Yes, I like that too. That was a good touch. Daniel tapping, they would have to establish something. It would have been kind of cool if Jay put him to sleep with Roman's guillotine. I think that would have been a really nice touch, actually. But right now, a nice touch would be you guys to subscribe. My God, somebody else said I missed one. How am I missing all these?
Because that mask, you can't see apparently.
It must be. T.S. Ginky says, story ends with Murphy and Dom becoming tag champs. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. That sounds like something WWE would do.
Love wins. As long as love wins. Family, you know, family gets together. There we go. Finally. Took him till the end of the show, but finally, good job.
Oh, my God, guys. Love doesn't win. We're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.